Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny and a quarter, December wheat down 4 cents, and November beans down a penny and a half. Currently, we've got the dollar down 64 ticks. We're at 93.48, so a lower dollar certainly could help move some grain out here. Not sure why wheat wasn't a little higher off of that. Export sales this morning, 468 on wheat, a little bit higher than the average guess. 1.38 on the corn, again, higher than the average guess. And beans, 917, again, higher than the average guess. The USDA also announced the sale of 149,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. So all the export news is good. The dollar news is good. We'll see if the grains can continue to rally after yesterday's higher closes across the board. A little bit lower in corn and beans to start, it looks like. Corn's a little higher, beans and wheat a little bit lower. Was yesterday anything more than just a dead cat bounce? It's hard to say. Funds have been short. Short covering rally certainly wasn't unexpected. We've rallied about 20 cents off the lows. I suppose we could go another dime higher here, somewhere up to 840, but I think it's going to be tough to get through that. We haven't solved any of the problems out here. What I'm hearing is elevators are charging $1 a bushel to take beans in and to store them through May. A lot of places aren't taking corn, or if they are, they're charging huge storage rates. Certainly the commercials think there's a lot of grain out there and coming in, and I think until we get through the harvest and see where this thing is, it's going to be awful hard to rally this market unless we see some kind of trade deal, which certainly doesn't appear to be on the horizon at any time soon. There's talk that the Canadians might want to make a deal sometime around their elections, which I think are October 1st, but we haven't seen any movement there. So we still have the same problems, crops, particularly the bean crop, getting bigger. No place to store all this grain. No trade deal. So, again, was yesterday just a one-day wonder? It certainly may be. Again, I think the pros will be selling grain. If we get corn back to 360, beans back to 840, somewhere in that range, I think they'll be sellers again. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.